This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name's Tori. I grew up in Alabama, and I've always been real sensitive to ghosts. I'm actually a pretty big fan of your show. I'm kind of probably one of your younger members. I'm 17. I wanted to say one of my very first experiences is a couple years back, and I was pretty young. My grandmother was very sick, and I was pretty close with her actually growing up, especially going towards the end of her life. She was living in my house for a very long time. And through these years, like, we got to be very close. I used to make her coffee in the morning, and I'd be with her when the doctors came, and she was also really close to my mom, as it was her daughter. And it's just kind of a shared experience between me and my mom. It happened to both of us at the same time, but that week before my grandmother's passing, we were together, me and my mom, in the house, and my mom was frequently visiting my grandmother, and I couldn't go visit most of the time because I had school. And as I'm nearing the end of the week, I have a feeling in the pit of my stomach that something's wrong. And I just keep going with it. Well, I believe it was like Wednesday afternoon, and this is the day my grandmother was to pass away, but I didn't know it at the time. It was night. It was probably close to like midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I remember waking up, starting crying, and I could hear my grandmother's voice in my head saying, "Tori, it's gonna be fine. You know that what you have to do." And I was like, "What are you talking about, Grandma? What are you talking about? You're gonna get through this. You're gonna be fine." And she said, "I'm very sick, Tori. Just make sure you stay with your mama." And I didn't think anything of it, and I stayed up crying and crying and crying, and then eventually I fell back asleep. When I woke up in the morning, my mom was gone, and I didn't know what was going on. My grandmother had passed away. It passed away about midnight, so about the same time that I'd seen her. My mom's experience through this was that she had woken up about the same time I had. She didn't know I was in the next room, awake and crying and talking to my dead grandmother, who I didn't know was dead at the time. I just thought it was all in my head. But my mom woke up, and she had a cramp in her leg. And when my grandmother used to wake up my mom, when she was younger, she used to shake her on the leg really, really hard to wake her up. And so my mom got this extremely painful cramp in her right leg, and she just shot up, and she said, "Something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong." And she couldn't get that feeling to go away, that something was wrong. And so then it dawned on her, she had to go check my grandmother. And she left to go check my grandmother at this ungodly hour to find out that my grandmother had passed away in her own home, because she had moved out, I think, maybe a month prior. I think my grandmother knew before, even when this even started. But I think it was significant, because I think that we were the only ones this happened to. My sister didn't feel it. My dad didn't feel it. It was just me and my mom, and we were the closest ones to her. And I think about this every now and then, because I still feel like my grandmother's presence in this house that we're living in now. Since then, I've had other experiences, and I know this is a short story, but I felt like maybe I should tell you. I love your podcast. I've been just binging it for so long. I love ghost stories, and this, I think, makes it really special to me. I do plan on becoming an EPP, but not quite right now. I want to finish listening to all your seasons and get through your podcasts, and as a way to just really get a good feel for it. I love what you guys do. I love the fact that you guys analyze dreams. And I have a few stories on that, but I'll get to those sometime later. But thank you so much for listening to my story. And I hope to possibly have it on the show sometime. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.